Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Thursday night, March 22nd, 2018. You are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, we're going to do the same. We're going to ask all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. For those of you that may be first-time listeners, this is something, a request that I always ask all listeners. Please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me, because I'm going to be delivering God's word on tonight. I'm asking you to get your Bibles and pens and paper so that you can follow along with me and so that you can see what thus saith the Lord unto all of us at the same time. I don't want you to take it lightly or think that I'm making up things. I like the listeners to see it for themselves what the Word of God is saying as we read the Word of God together on tonight. As we always do, we always open up in prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. Here we are once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your guardian angels of divine protection over each and every one of us that watched over us while we slumbered and slept on last night. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are one that cannot lie, you cannot fail, you cannot change. You are always in full control. Heavenly Father, you sit high and you live low, and there's nothing that passes you. So we just thank you for who you are on tonight. We thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, our aim, our goal on tonight that you will be glorified through this broadcast. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that should there be anyone listening on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would prick their hearts on tonight, that they would be able to surrender, and they would be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved on tonight, Heavenly Father, they will all come to know their individual God purposes, and they will fulfill them in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight, their heads are bowed in sorrow. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your presence, your love. Let them know that you're there. Heavenly Father, we still continue to lift up the family of my fellow musician in the gospel, Brother Daryl Fitzgerald Houston. who made his transition. And so we want to continue to keep his family and all of his close friends and all those that love him, we want to keep them all lifted up in prayer, and that you will continue to remind them and let them all know, not only his family, but all ones that are suffering in the loss of loved ones of tonight. Let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we also continue to lift up all the families of those that have lost, those that are dealing with family members or friends or loved ones that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, especially those, Heavenly Father, that may be dealing with mental challenges on tonight. Any type of mental challenge, we know that you're able. We know that you're still working miracles even on today. So we pray and lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your spirit, touch the doctors and those that are working on their cases, Heavenly Father, they will find and get to the root of the cause of the problem, that they will be able to be healed in the name of Jesus. And all those that are suffering in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land, touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just love you on tonight. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this worldwide platform. I thank you for every listener. Continue to bless them and grant them their heart's desire is my prayer for them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to continue to lift up our president, Donald Trump, and all presidents and all world leaders all over the land, because the word tells us that we are to pray for them that have rule over us, whether we like them or not, whether we like what they're doing or what they're saying or their motives. We are to put them in your hands because you know all about it, and we know that you have all power in your hands, even over our world leaders, even over our pastors and our bishops and our shepherds that have watched and ruled over our souls, Heavenly Father, that constantly pray for us and feed us your word. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We continue to lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are in shelters and those that are homeless all over the land. Grant them their heart's desire, what they stand in need of, as only you can, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you would help us to decrease on tonight. Use me, Heavenly Father, like never before. I pray that you would help me to decrease on tonight so that you may be increased in me on tonight. I pray, Lord, that your word will be received by the listeners on tonight. And those that are not saved, they will be saved through this word on tonight. Those that are saved and have backslidden and walked away from you, they will be restored back to you through the word on tonight. And Heavenly Father, that their faith will be increased, so that they will be able to continue to fulfill their God purpose in the earth, is my prayer for them. And that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through this word on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought as usual. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, when or while facing life's storms, do your faith decrease? That's a question on tonight. For each and every listener, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is asking this question: when or while facing life's storms, do your faith decrease? I'm asking all listeners to please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and emails and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And for those of you that are emailing me, I do thank you for your emails, and I appreciate your positive feedback and comments. So I welcome all listeners to please email me if you feel free to do so, and let me know how you like this worldwide platform. If we are doing what God has called us to do according to your indication by what you are hearing. So, and also I'm asking all listeners, please share with your friends and neighbors and co-workers and ministries and pastors, even your enemies. Let them know about this worldwide ministry so that they can tune in and be blessed as well. Well, in the form of announcements, I do have three. For those of you that are in the Detroit area, Detroit, Michigan, and those of you that may be in the Indiana or Ohio area that will be in the Michigan area during this time upcoming, for the remainder of this month, and also for the Resurrection Sunday, which is Sunday, April the 1st, if you are going to be in this area, we are inviting you. I am a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd, and we are in the midst of celebrating his 28th pastoral anniversary, along with other pastors and their congregations are coming in to help us celebrate our bishop, our man of God's 28th pastoral anniversary. There's two services each Sunday, 10 p.m. Our Sunday school starts at 9, but our morning service starts at 11 a.m. And then the 3:30 services helping to celebrate Bishop Jennings' anniversary are each Sunday at 3 p.m. So you are all invited to attend and help us celebrate our man of God. Our church address is 1330 Crane Street. That's right at the corner of Agnes, right off of East Jefferson in Detroit, Michigan. And also, the Greater Children of Faith Baptist Church Sunday School Ministries presents He is Risen. And who is the He that we're talking about? Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. He is Risen will be taking place on Sunday, April 1st, Resurrection Sunday, April 1st at 9 p.m. The Sunday School Ministry presents He is Risen. Starts at 9 p.m., but those that comes in, we want you to know that seating will begin at 8:50 a.m., and for those that attend and come in before 9 o'clock, if you're there at 8:50 p.m., or be before then, you will be receiving a He is Risen reflection keepsake. And my final announcement is from the Fountain of Truth Church. They are celebrating their 218 Women's Conference, and this is co-pastor Brenda Jones. She is the host, and they are celebrating for this year, 2018, their Women's Conference. And their Women's Conference theme, again, is Extraordinary Women. Will be taking place starting on April the – hold on just one second. Let me make sure I have the right dates for you all. I don't want to give out the wrong information for this event. Because someone maybe wants to attend this women's conference. And it begins, starting on Thursday, April the 12th, and it runs through Sunday, April the 15th, 2018, at the Fountain of Truth Church. The Fountain of Truth Church is located at 9801 Chalmers in Detroit, Michigan, on the east side of Detroit. If you need more information, you can call area code 313-839-5200, or you can go to their website at www.eowconference.net. But those are my announcements for tonight. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, because I do have quite a few scriptures that I'm going to be giving out on tonight. And again, I pray that you all pray with me that the Lord use me in a mighty way on tonight, because this is a message that we, as the body of Christ, we need to be more aware of how powerful it is regarding our prayer life. And so tonight's message on tonight that will be delivered by me after we do our music break, our message for tonight is titled Prayer. That's a question. And why is it important? Why is it important? Why is it, and it is important? Again, tonight's message: what is prayer and why is it important? That's the message for tonight. So we're going to be going through various scriptures. So it's important that you have your Bible on tonight and some pens and paper so that you can take these scriptures down. And in your leisure time, you can go back and be blessed by it in your leisure time that you spend with the Lord going through His word. So we're going to go to this music break right now. And while we are in this theme on tonight, pray for me. That is the song that we're going to be playing on tonight. Pray for me. I pray that you are blessed by it. And we're going to come back following this music break. And we're going to get right into the word again, because there is quite a few scriptures that I would like to get to, because it is so vital and important that we know what is prayer and why it is important that we pray. So, again, be blessed by the word. And be ready to receive God's word as we go through God's word together on tonight.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray for me. standing in need of prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Once again, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Yes, we are to pray ye one for another. That's according to God's word. And while we're talking about prayer, we want to continue to lift up our young people as they go to school and on their way to school and while in school and on their way home from school. We know that the enemy still, he is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And he really wants to kill and destroy our young people before they can get to know Jesus Christ and come to know their God purpose. That's his goal. But we need to keep on praying that God would intervene, that we would get the victory over the situation with these guns in these schools and this bullying and all this hate and evil that's going around in the world, because the body of Christ needs to come together and get on one accord and seriously and honestly pray. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight in the word, prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous still avail as much. So we need to be praying for our young people that, and also for Congress and also for those that can have the power and authority to change these rules and laws that will change the situations that God will be glorified through our lives, that they can make and will make changes for the betterment for all people. So we want to continue to lift up our people in prayer, our young people, and those that have authority to make the changes regarding gun control, and also those that have power to make the changes, the necessary correction changes needed to assist those that are dealing with mental illnesses and challenges. That's what we need to be praying for, as well as our world leaders and those that have ruled over us as our bishops and shepherds and pastors. We need to be praying for them especially. Continue to pray one for another. Well, it's time to get into the word. So again, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Here we go as we get into the word on tonight. Once again, we're going to be talking about what is prayer and why is it important. Well, we're going to start off with what is prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. Mankind, men, women, boys, and girls that are saved in Jesus' name, that is simply us talking back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator, simply talking to God. That's what prayer is. And so we want to start off with this, regarding the scriptures. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of James. We're going to be talking about prayer, but there's faith that has to be connected with it. So in faith regarding prayer, we want to start looking at in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 6, and let's see what the word of God has to say to us regarding this. Again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper with you, but if you do not have your Bibles, if you do have pen and paper, if you can write down these different scriptures, and when you do have a Bible in your leisure time, you will be able to go back and read these scriptures and be blessed by them. So we're starting off in the book of James, again, chapter 1, verse number 6, and this is what it says to us in the Word of God, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and it says to us, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So it's got to be mixed with faith, because if we don't have faith, no matter what comes, the slightest thing can come your way in life. And it goes back to the spiritual food for thought. when you are tested in life in this world, do your faith decrease? So this more or less kind of ties in with that. It takes faith to please God. So what he's saying to us on tonight, when we ask God for anything, we must ask it in faith. And that's even when we ask to be saved, for those that are not saved in Jesus' name, we must ask it in faith and ask that Jesus Christ will come into our hearts and save those that are not saved by faith and by through grace that we're saved in Jesus' name. So we must ask in faith, nothing wavering, no doubt, no fearing, but knowing that he that wavereth is like a wave that is driven with the wind and doctrine. So what he's saying there is the slightest little thing can take you off your course. So you don't want that to happen to you in your prayer life. So we must have faith in Jesus Christ. Even in our prayer life, we must have faith in Jesus, knowing that he's going to give us what we ask him for. And then also we must ask in Jesus' name. We must ask in Jesus' name in our prayer request, and that's found in the book of John. If you have your Bibles, in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 23, John 16, verse number 23, if you have that, and I'm turning to it now, I thought I had it, but if I don't have it right now, I'm going to get back to that one because you need to write that down. Again, that scripture is John chapter 16, verse number 23. See, I know how the devil works. I just had it, but that's to show you how the enemy will come in and try to take things away from you just that fast. But we know that he is a liar, and he is a deceiver, and he is a defeated troll. And we know that we still have the victory no matter what he's trying to do, because God is going to get the glory. While we're looking for that, we're going to still go back to that. But while we're talking about this, what is prayer? And while we must ask in faith and also ask in the name of Jesus, I gave you that scripture, but we're going to keep moving. And we're going to let you know that you must also ask in the Holy Spirit. Ask whatever you're going to be asking for God to do on your behalf in your prayer. You must do it through the Holy Spirit. And we look in the book of Romans, chapter 8. If you have the Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 26, regarding asking in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit right now. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 26, says to us, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit is itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So sometimes we are praying and we don't really know what to pray for or how to ask. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit steps in, because he knows what we're trying to say, and he gets our prayer directly from us, directly to God, so that our prayer can be answered in the name of Jesus. We need to know and remember that prayer must be an earnest request from one's heart, because I'm thank God that he is not like man. According to Webster's Dictionary, the new Webster's Explorer Dictionary, that is, it says, pray means to entreat or ask God for something. Again, according to Webster's New Explorer Dictionary, pray means to entreat or ask God for something. Prayer, according to the same dictionary, means, again, earnest request. And this means, and they say prayer this time, it means coming from one's heart. Again, there's two separate words there, pray and then prayer. Again, prayer, pray means to entreat or ask God for something, and prayer means earnestly request something from God from your heart. So it is important that we talk to God. Why? God wants to hear from us. He knows our hearts, but he said that let your request be made known unto God. So that means we have to open our mouth, even though he already knows or our heart's desire and what we're requesting and what we want. But he says we are to open our mouth. He said we have not because we what? We ask not. Now, that's what the Word of God says. So when we pray, we must believe that we're going to receive what we ask for in the name of Jesus, and we must be asking it in faith. It goes back to in Jesus' name again. That's found in John 16, chapter 16, verse 23. And then we read in through the Holy Spirit, which was found in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. We must remember that it is important that we talk to God. Why? Again, he wants to hear from us, even though he knows the desires of our hearts. He knows what we want. He knows what we're trying to say. And I thank God again for the Holy Spirit that makes intercession for us, that when we do get to that point and there comes times in our lives and in our prayer lives that we don't know what to say or how to ask God for what we really want. But the Holy Spirit makes intercessions on our behalf. So it is important that we talk to God. He wants us to ask him out of our own mouth the desires of our hearts. Then he will grant them to us according to his word, that when we ask them in the name of Jesus by faith. Why should we be specific in our prayers? That's a very good question. Why should we be specific in our prayer life? That is a very good question. If you have your Bible, we want to check a look at what Matthew says to us regarding that. And look at chapter 6. We're going to take a look at chapter number 6. And we're going to look at verses 5 through 7. And let's see what it says to us regarding being specific in our prayer life. And it says to us in verse number 5, again, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And verse number 5 says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest," talking about you and talking about me, "when we pray, enter into thy closet," go into your secret place, wherever you commune with the Lord. It don't mean a physical closet. It could be your closet in your bedroom or in your house, or wherever you meditate and commune with the Lord. That's your secret closet. Go into your closet, and when you have shut the door, when you got in there by yourself with just you and the Lord and the Holy Spirit, pray to the Father, thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Verse number 7 says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions." In other words, don't be asking for stuff that's not going to give God glory, that you're doing it with hidden motives or agendas, but and like the heathens do. "For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." No, see, that's why God is not like man, and I'm so glad that he's not. And I know I'm not the only one. That God searches our hearts, yours and mine. He searches our hearts even while we're praying. He knows if our prayer is for hidden motives or agenda. He knows if what we're praying for is going to give him glory or not. So that's why it's important that we should be specific in our prayer life. Know what you're asking God for, and honestly ask God for what you're desiring in the name of Jesus. And also, we must be honest in our prayer. Again, God is not like man. People need to know that God is not like man. And aren't you glad that he's not like man? God, again, he's searching every one of our hearts on tonight. Even now, he's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. And this is what the Word of God says to us regarding being honest in our prayer life. Again, in the King James Version of the Bible, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please turn to Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse number 7. Again, Psalms 37, verse number 7. And it says to us, while we must pray honestly unto the Lord, he says to us in his word, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way or her way. I'm paraphrasing right there. Because of the man or woman who bringeth wicked devices to pass. So pray honestly for what you're desiring God from God, because He know if your way or your prayer, if you have hidden motives or agendas, or if your prayer, what you're requesting from Him, is going to be of no good to Him or the kingdom, or if it's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ, or if it's going to bless someone's life that's not saved to the point where they will see Jesus and confess their life and confess their sins to Jesus Christ and be saved in His name. So we must be honest with our prayer. Again, God is not like man. He is searching the heart. He knows what's in our hearts, and He knows before we even pray what we're asking for. So that's why we must be still before the Lord. We must wait patiently for Him. We must not fret. When people succeed in their own ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes, so why is it a why is God a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him and earnestly seek Him? Why did God do that? He rewards those who honestly and sincerely seek Him because He, again, He searches our hearts, and He knows if our prayer life, what we're praying for, if it's going to glorify Him or not. That's why He rewards those that are praying to Him, that are praying for something that's going to give Him glory, that's going to glorify His kingdom, that's going to be blessed the body of Christ, that's going to point the spotlight on Him to let the world know that Jesus Christ, that God the Father, He did it. He did it for you. He answered your prayer. And without any hidden motives or agendas, He searched your heart. He knew that you were sincere and you was honestly asking for something that was going to bless others. So He, again, is a rewarder to those who honestly seek Him in prayer, that He will be glorified through your prayer. Prayer or prayers of the righteous still accomplish and avail much. And that's found in the book of James. For those of you that have your Bibles, in the book of James, chapter 5, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn there to the book of James, we want to see what the Word of God is saying to us in the book of James. Again, chapter 5, we want to see what it says. Chapter 5, verse number 16, if you have your Bibles, and I pray that you do. And we want to see what the Word of God is saying to us regarding prayer or prayers of the righteous still avails much, and it accomplishes much even today. When we have a sincere prayer life, Jesus Christ lets us know in the Word of God, and God is letting us know according to His Word, according to James, the book of James, chapter 5, verse number 16. And it says to us, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So the prayers of the righteous still availeth much. I want you to know today that it is true. God knows what we want. He knows our desires, and He knows what we need. However, God, His Word tells us that we are to ask and pray. It goes back to asking. We have not because we ask not. And when we do ask, we make sure that we ask it all in the name of Jesus. The Bible, the Word of God, tells us not to fear. Do not doubt once you have prayed, because that's what the enemy does. He wants to put fear or doubt in your heart once you have prayed. But in the book of Philippians, I'm not going to turn to it, but if you have your Bible or if you have your pen and paper, write this scripture down so that you can read it in your leisure time. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, once you have prayed, it's talking about do not be weary, do not doubt, do not fear, once you have prayed. So, in other words, when you pray, don't worry. Or if you're going to worry, don't pray. So, to the believer that God has heard your prayer and that He's going to answer your prayer, and guess what? It's going to be about His timing. It's about God's timing, people of God, on tonight. It's all about God's timing. Even when we pray honestly and sincerely, even about something that will give God glory or bless the people of God. It's still about God's timing. He knows just when to bless us. He knows exactly when to answer our prayer. And guess what? His prayer, his timing is always right. And guess what else? It is always on time. I am a witness, as well as most of you who are tuning in on tonight. You know that God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. God is still a promise keeper. He still stands on his promises. He still keeps his word. And while we're talking about the promises of God, if you have your Bibles, I do pray that you still have your Bibles open. We're going to take a look, and this time I'm going to be coming from the Message Bible. This is a promise from God, and I've read it before, and I'm going to read it again on tonight for those that may be tuning in for the first time. Again, this is a God promise, a God decree, and it's found in the Message Bible. If you have a different Bible, it's going to read differently. But this is to bless the body of Christ on tonight. Those of you who are listening, this is to encourage you who are being a faithful doer of God's word on tonight. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't give in, no matter how it looks. Even while you're praying and you seem still not don't seem to be working out in your favor or as fast as you think they should, hold on to your faith. Stand on this promise. Again, it's found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. Again, this is a promise from God. His God decrees that he lets us know that things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once and everywhere you look. Blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. That's a promise from God. So you got to stand on his promises. Even while you are praying, while you're waiting on the prayer to manifest in the natural, in your life, you got to continue to pray. And remember this as well, that God has no respecter of persons. He hears each and every one of our sincere and honest prayer. Again, God has no respecter of persons. He still hears and honestly answers all of our prayers. Why? And how can we say that? All we have to do is look to Jesus Christ. And why should we look to Jesus? He is our greatest example of the power and the need for prayer. And that's found in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22, verse number 42. If you have your Bible, please turn to Luke chapter 22, verses number 42. Again, chapter 22, verse 42. Again, it's found in the book of Luke. And I'm turning to that myself. And while we're talking about that, the Word of God tells us that we are to watch. We are to watch. Watch. W-A-T-C-H. Watch as well as pray. You know, we are to always pray. But the Word of God tells us, he adds something else to that. It says watch and pray. Again, we are getting ready to look at what he tells us in the book of Luke, again, chapter number 22 and verse number 42. And I'm about there now. And verse number 42 tells us, and it says to us, again, let's go back. I'm back to the King James Version of the Bible now. And verse number 42 says to us, saying, and this is Jesus talking to us, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So Jesus even prayed. And then, at that point in his life, he was about to go to the cross to pay the price for our sins with his own blood. He knew what he was about to go through. And so he was asking God, the Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup so I don't have to go through this. But he knew that was his purpose for coming to the world, to pay our sin debt, a debt he did not owe, but a debt he knew that we could not pay. And because of his great love for God the Father and for his love for mankind, he made a sacrifice through love, and he showed that great love by coming down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, and he paid our sin debt with his own blood. He died. He suffered. He was wounded. He was spat upon. He was bruised. He was humiliated. He was scorned and scandalized for you and for me, that we could be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father. Aren't you glad on tonight that Jesus, he, even through his prayer, he realized and knew his purpose, and he realized that he must let the will of God be done through his body, that we could be saved and redeemed back to God the Father. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ made that great sacrifice for us on tonight? I am so glad that he did on tonight, that Jesus came down and he paid that sin debt that I could not owe. And while we're talking about that, again, we are told that we must, again, we must watch as well as pray. And then while you have your Bibles, back to the King James Version of the Bible, if you could turn right over to the book of St. Mark, chapter number 14, and let's see what it says to us in the scripture on tonight. Verses 36 in the book of St. Mark, chapter number 14, and it says, this is God, Jesus talking again, and Jesus said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Again, it goes back to Jesus realizing, again, what his purpose was, why he came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt, because he wanted us to be able to be redeemed back to our Creator, our Heavenly Father. So, again, Jesus prayed. And aren't you glad that the Bible, the Word of God even tells us that Jesus even prayed for us? And don't you know that because of the blood of Jesus, his blood still works. The blood of Jesus still covers. Aren't you glad to know that the blood of Jesus still works? Well, I have good news for you tonight. On tonight, you must realize and know that prayer still works. Just like the blood of Jesus still works, the fervent, sincere prayer of the righteous still prevails, and it accomplishes much through prayer, even on tonight. So while we are talking about prayer, it is so important and it's necessary that we don't want to forget those that are lost in sin, those that are still spiritually blind on tonight. I want you to know that there is a prayer for you as well on tonight, and it's called the Sinner's Prayer. So those of you that maybe are not connected with Jesus Christ, not in connection with God the Father, your Creator, you have an opportunity on tonight to be saved. For the Word of God tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace we are saved through faith. So we who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, we knew that it was because of grace and through faith that we are saved. So on tonight, if you are a sinner on tonight, and you know that you are, and you are opening your mouth, I pray that you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you on tonight, because that's what the Word of God wants to do, and that's what the Word of God can do. And through the power of prayer, I'm sure that those of you that are not saved, that you have loved ones, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, those that love you, that are saved in Jesus' name, they are praying for you. You have maybe walked in a room or been in a church setting where you have actually heard people praying on your behalf. Well, know this, not only have your mother, your grandmother, those that love you, your uncles and aunts and cousins, those that are saved, that truly love you and want to see you saved, remember and know as well that Jesus Christ even prayed for you. Even though you're not saved, while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for you and for me. And not only did he die for you and for me, he was praying for us, and he still prays for us, even you, the sinner, on tonight. So there is a sinner's prayer for those of you that are not saved on tonight. You can be saved on tonight, and guess why? God wants you to be saved. It is his desire that all be saved and no souls be lost. And that is my prayer unto tonight as well, that no soul be lost, that God will be glorified through you on tonight because you have surrendered your life, because you opened your mouth and you confessed your sins, and you asked Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to come into your life and to save you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ, he died for you. He paid your sin debt with his own blood. He paid my sin debt with his own blood. And every listener, he paid our sin debt with his own blood on the cross. And he died. But thank God for Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, as we call it. in the world. The world calls it Easter Sunday, but the Word of God is called, I call it the Resurrection Sunday. When Jesus rose from the dead, he got up from the dead with all power in his hands. He had the power over death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he rose with the victory over all three, and he's now rescinded back to God, our Heavenly Father, and he's sitting at the right hand of God, even right now, making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight, for you and for me, and those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight. He has risen from the dead, just like he said he would. Aren't you glad that Jesus rose and he is yet alive and the blood of Jesus still works, just like the power of God still works tonight? It's still working even right now, even for you who are not saved in Jesus' name. So that's why we are praying for you, and we are praying that you would receive this word on tonight. So for those of you that are not saved on tonight, if you have your Bible, if you could turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Again, I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And this is for those that are not saved, that are still spiritually blind, that want to be saved in Jesus' name. Here is what you need to do. And this is what the Word of God tells you. Starting in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, see, that's what you got to do. You got to ask. You got to open your mouth. This is what the Word of God says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's a promise from God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And also I'm going to read verse number 11. Says the Word of God says, for the Scripture says, this is what the Word of God says, whoever believeth on him, talking about Jesus Christ, the risen, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, whoever believeth on him, they shall not be ashamed. So thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for prayer. It is important. And I do have a few other scriptures that I'm going to give to you, the listeners, on tonight. We don't have time to go through each one of them. But if you can write these scriptures down and in your leisure time, go over these scriptures and let the Lord bless you while you meditate on these final scriptures that I'm going to give you, beginning with Colossians chapter 2, verse number 15. Again, Colossians chapter 2, verse number 15. Then you need to take a look at 1 Kings. Again, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3. Again, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3. And then you want to look at also 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 5. Again, those scriptures that you need to write down to read in your leisure time to continue to be blessed of the Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse number 3. And then finally, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 5. And while we're talking about the sinner's prayer, there is another scripture that I would like to go over with those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight that you need to be aware of. And that's found in the book of Matthew, chapter number 25, verse number 46. And it says, rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. Arise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. So remember, the enemy do not want you to be saved. For those of you that are not saved, it is his motive, it is his desire to keep you spiritually blind so that you do not accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because he knows that once you're saved in Jesus' name, and you get into the Word of God, and your faith is increased, and you are ask God to grant you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and clarity of his word, then the enemy, he knows that you have a spiritual weapon that you can use against him. And that is one of his main reasons that he do not want those that are still spiritually blind to remain blind, because he wants to have full control and dominion over your life while you're here on earth. And then the final blow to your life will be that he know that he will have your soul throughout eternity in hell. So that's the desire of the enemy, Satan. That's why the word of God tells us that he still comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's doing that today. He's still keeping people spiritually blind so they do not get to know the word of God, that they do not get to know who Jesus Christ is, and they do not ever accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and be saved in Jesus' name. So that is the desire, and that is the work of the enemy. That's what he's still doing today. But we have good news for you on tonight. Again, God has no respecter of persons. If you are not saved on tonight, God wants to save you. And that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform on tonight. I thank God that he's using me as a vessel. I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I'm just giving God glory that I'm still here in the land of the living. After the enemy tried to take me out over 27 years ago with that grand mal seizure and damaged all the nerves in my left arm and up under my feet, and he thought he was going to take me out, but I told God in my hospital room at the VA hospital that I cannot work for you if I'm dead. You have more work for me to do. And that was 27 years ago, but look what God has done, and I'm still here. Glory be to God. I give God all the praise, the glory, and honor, because it was one of those but God moments. And I'm sure that some of you all can attest to and realize and know what that but God moment, if God had not stepped in, the enemy would have succeeded. But thank God, I'm still here. And that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform. And I don't take it lightly. And for the listeners, I do not take you lightly or for granted. Again, you could be doing something else, but you take your time out to tune in to this ministry, to this worldwide broadcast, and you are being blessed by the word. Not my personal opinions or feelings, neither are they of the guests of mine that comes across this worldwide platform. But we come to you all with the word of God. And so that's why I ask all listeners, that's why it's important that each one of you get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the word, through the word, as we bring forth the word to you, so that you would know that it's God and Jesus Christ that are speaking to us through his word. That we don't want to take it lightly or for granted that we're making up things, because that's what the enemy would do. He would have you all to think, if you don't have your Bible, that, oh, they're just making us up. They're just talking. They're just saying stuff just to hear themselves talk. No, this is what the word of God says. This is what the word of God says to each one of us. And that's why I want you to be able to see it for yourself so that you would know. So when you stand before God, you cannot say, you never heard and you never knew. You cannot put that lie on me or anyone that come across this worldwide platform delivering God's word. You can never say that you did not know. That's why it's important, again, that you have your Bibles and pens and paper so that you can follow along with us as we go through God's word together. So I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. The Lord placed this word on my heart because it is so vital and necessary that we have a continuous prayer life, that we it's a daily prayer life, that we commune and talk with God because he wants to commune and talk with us. Again, now this is something that I can put out there for free for those of you that are listening and taking this word seriously. Yes, God wants to hear from us when we pray, but sometimes we need to take the time out and after we pray, don't just get up off your knees or from wherever you're praying, communing with the Lord. Take the time out to be quiet after you pray and let the Lord commune and talk back to you. Because sometimes we get so excited about our prayer life and our prayer, and we're so excited about what we ask God for and so excited about what's about to come that we do not take the time out to hear what God has to say about our situation or whatever the case may be. God may want to give you a new vision. He may want to tell you something he wants to tell you directly from him himself. You don't know, I don't know, but sometimes we get so excited and so caught up in the spirit that we just get above our knees after praying to God and fail to remember that God, sometimes he wants to talk to his children. Aren't you glad that you're one of his children on tonight? I'm glad that I belong to him on tonight. And he's mine, all mine. Yes, he is. And I know that he's yours, all yours. So we can celebrate and thank God and serve God and worship God and praise God together as a corporate body of believers, as saved saints of God on tonight. And so my prayer on tonight is that someone who is not saved, that's the main purpose for this worldwide platform, is to reach the lost. That's what the word of God tells us, that we are to go out. We are to be compelled. We are compelled. We are commanded by God as saved people, as Christians, as a followers of Jesus Christ, to go out into the hedges and the highways and tell men, women, boys, and girls, yes, even today, that Jesus still saves. No matter what they have done, he loves you, the sinner. He don't love what we do, but God loves the sinners. So that's my prayer on tonight, that you who are not saved on tonight, that you believe and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. That's my prayer on tonight for you. So I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. The message title is, What is Prayer and Why is it Important? I pray that it was a blessing to you on tonight, the listeners. Continue to spread the good news about this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform, so that others can tune in and be blessed by the word. And I also ask that you would please continue to blogtalkradio.com/service-ambassador-vessels. And also, if you will please go to my website and share your comments and feedback with me through my email, all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, that's the word for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it. Continue to be blessed by the Lord. Continue to seek God in prayer. As the word of God tells us, watch as well as pray. We're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, again, we come to say thank you for your word that reminds us how important and necessary that we continue to have a prayer life and that we commune with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that gave us the great examples of your son, Jesus Christ, that he even prayed, that he prayed for us even today. So we thank you for the power of prayer and that the blood of Jesus still works and their prayer still works for those that believe and do not doubt in their hearts. So we pray and give your name praise, glory, and honor. And we just pray, Lord, that you continue to move by your spirit, continue to bless each listener as they continue to pray to you, that you would be glorified through our prayer life and our lives as living examples, and living epistles, as your servants, ambassadors, and vessels in the earth, even today, that you would be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way in all of our lives, individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. Is our prayer in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, Amen. Well, that's our program for tonight. Remember, God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.